Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Internet Marketing Unleashed podcast. I'm your host, Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology. Welcome. I'm thrilled with our today's guest. I've got a very special guest. We've known each other for probably close to 5 or 6 years now, and he was very instrumental in launching my copywriting career. And that's a story for another day. We won't get into that today, but he's done a lot of internet marketing events. He's kind of one of the elders of internet marketing, if I want to put it that way, although he may not appreciate it. And he's found a way of getting thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors to your website for free quickly. And it was a way that I had, sort of heard whispers about in the past, but never had really understood it. And then having talked to him a number of times over the last few months, really found that he was onto something that a lot of people never knew about and never talked about. Certainly I had never heard about it before, and I really wanted to share some of this information with you today. So without any further ado, welcome Robert Putty.
Hey, how we doing, everybody? How it's Scott?
Glad to have you.
Do I get commissions for launching your career?
That's right. It's you get half off on every sales letter you want written. So anyway, there's a hidden traffic formula, and you've decided to tell people about it, and kind of come out in the closet with it. And I just wanted to ask you if you've got an example of a case where you used your formula to drive a huge number of people to one particular page or site, and if you could just tell us a little bit about how it works.
Okay. Let me first tell you why I'm bringing it out, okay? Because most people will say, well, okay, if you're using it and making this success, why are you telling everybody? That's usually the question that off of everybody's lips, as though there's an ulterior method, for me doing that. It's irritation was the reason I'm bringing this out. This is one of those things that this system has been, this resource has been around for 10 years. It's not new. The problem is that most people think that it's old school and it doesn't work anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So nobody much talks about it. But I'm just giving you an example. I get 3,500, on average, 3,500 new subscribers to my list a month from using this resource. So it was irritation of people saying, "Oh, those things don't work. That's terrible. Don't listen to it. Don't use that. It doesn't work." I've been arguing for the last year that it does work, and that not only does it work. Okay, I'm not the only person using it. There's a long list of people that use the same resource, still use the same resource. Some of them are making millions of dollars a year, and they still use this resource. That should tell most people that it's not dead and it does work. And I just wanted to be the person to get this message out to the wide internet marketing world. Names like Mark Joyner, for instance. Mark Joyner used this resource. Mike Tosang used it to get started and still uses it. That's the reason behind this, irritation. Yes. the resource is huge, and we had a small discussion before we made this call, and there are millions and millions of page views per day being generated by this resource.
What we're saying is that if somebody has a site or a page or a concept they want to get in front of tens, hundreds, maybe even millions of people in the course of a week or a month or perhaps even a day, this is one way they can do it. And what is the cost though?
It's one of those resources that you've got two choices. You can pay for the advertising, just like a pay-per-click campaign, or you can actually go out and work and surf and get it for free. Or you can combine the two things. So there's a free entry point for those people that want to get in and try. Once they start seeing some success, obviously they'll want to pay for it, just like they will with a pay-per-click campaign.
Right.
And we talk about pay-per-click campaigns. We've got, sometimes with some of the promotions on using this resource, we've got a new subscriber on an average of every 80 page views. Now, I know that beats a hell of a lot of pay-per-click campaigns, which everybody is, you know, pay-per-click is the in thing at the moment. And you'd have to work very, very hard and spend quite a lot of money to get an average of one new subscriber or one new customer for every 80 clicks on pay-per-click. So it's a good resource.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about the I want you to tell us a little bit about the people who would end up being your subscribers. I mean, 3,500 subscribers a month, that's phenomenal. I think anyone would be delighted to be getting that month in and month out. So who are these people? Like, what do they want? And I guess part of where I want to direct the conversation is an understanding of, you know, if I had a niche market in golf or in weight loss or in internet marketing, which ones would be more effective or would they all be effective and that sort of thing? Because we have listeners who are just total internet marketers, and we also have listeners that listen because they have a little business that's totally unrelated to internet marketing, except that they're marketing their business online, you know, whether it's alternative health or weight loss golfing or those sort of things. So I want to kind of give them an idea of what they could expect.
Okay. Well, part of the home study course that we're doing with the Hidden Treasure Formula there is actually to work out the mindset of the people using the resource. And if you get that bit right, that's the bit that gives you the results that we just talked about.
Right.
Now, what sort of people are in there? Okay, well, they're mostly and predominantly internet marketers. These are people who already know what an affiliate program is. They already know that they need to drive traffic through to their affiliate link in order to be able to get commissions, etc.
Right.
Would it work for niches? Well, here's the thing, okay? While they are predominantly in internet marketing and make money online, or even internet marketers, they play golf, they're a little overweight. I know I am. I need I need a healthy diet, I need exercise, etc. Once you work out their mindset and what makes them tick, then there's no reason why some of the niche products out there can't get similar results. I would qualify that to say that you probably would get better results if it was internet marketing. But the results from your promotions would still work with all those niche sites out there once you understand the mindset of the people that's in there.
Right. And that is such a key. I've read your course and your books and stuff, and I thought that was actually a critical point. And when we talk about writing copy for when I talk to my clients about writing copy for them, I always, you know, who is your perfect client? Who's your perfect customer? Who's your perfect member? Because the more I understand who it is I'm writing to, the more I can hook them in, I can talk to them in their own language and create that relationship. And I think one of the things that you've done a really good job of is explaining, you know, who these people are that are looking at all these pages. And once you've got that understanding, you're able to then customize your message to their hot buttons. But if you don't have a clue who they are, this is not going to happen, right?
That's right. I mean, one of the things that irritated me most was the people saying that these are all people who are trying to sell something. They don't want to buy anything. And that's correct. They are. They're for the exact same reason. But that's not a minus. That's a plus. Once you work that out, okay, you realize that they're never going to buy anything from any sales page. It doesn't matter how well it's written. Well, I'm saying never. Sometimes they do, but mostly they're not. They're in there actually working to get those page views that we were talking about. They're surfing other people's ads to get their ads shown. So while they're doing that, they're not in a mindset to be buying anything. but they are in a mindset to be joining something or registering for something that they can get for free. And they'll do that readily because that doesn't stop them from doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is this surfing thing, clicking to see other people's ads. They'll click on things and join things to get more information later.
Right.
Because right now they're busy. Right now they're busy doing something. But they don't mind, like I said, filling out forms and joining a membership sites and that kind of thing to get information later. And that is when you want to sell to them. Once they've done that, once you've give or put a little bit of cheese into a mousetrap on the traffic exchange and, hey, look, we know you're busy, but here's something we'd like to give you to read later. Just fill out your name and your email address and we'll send it to you.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I think that's a really important point, because I know that that's what I do when I'm, even if I'm just going to like a, if I just go to a website and I'm not surfing and using any of these programs that we're discussing today, I'll go to a website and I'll say, you know, this is a pretty cool site and everything else. I don't have time to go through it all. And I could bookmark it, but the fact is I have like 4,000 bookmarks and I'd never find the bookmark for it again. And I would never be reminded of it. So great, they got a newsletter. I'll give them my email address, my name. And I know that they may email me every week or whatever, and it could be 6 months before I'm actually, you know, thinking, oh, maybe I should go back and take a look. But by continually getting that reminder, it's keeping me remembering something that I want to do, right? I do want to actually go back to this site, and I do want to actually read more of the information and learn more about what they're talking about. But just right this minute, I don't have that time, and who knows when I'm going to have that time. So I really like that idea of the purpose of these pages that people are viewing is not to get the sale or anything, because really any copywriter worth his salt will tell you that the average time that somebody spends on anybody's sales letter is like 5 seconds. And that's how long it takes them to read the headline. If they don't like the headline, they're out of there. So, you know, to expect in any case, in most cases for people to, you know, want to spend a lot of time on your site is pretty unrealistic, which is why list building is so important. And it's a fundamental strategy that you're teaching.
Yes, and then you have to look at the what they're actually doing is they're putting up those affiliate links to those sales pages, to those websites. I mean, you're right. People, and they have 10 seconds on a traffic exchange.
Yeah.
That there's no way in hell that anyone's going to read a full sales letter while they're busy doing this little bit of work that they need to do. So
let's go through an example. Robert, I was going to say,
go on, sorry.
That's all right. He's in England, I'm in the West Coast, and sometimes there's a little delay, and so we end up talking at the same time when we think the other person's paused. But what I was going to say is, let's just go through a little bit of an example. Like, let's say that I have a, you had mentioned pay-per-click. Let's say I've got a pay-per-click ebook, okay, made some videos and a few audios go along with it as bonuses, that would show you how you could probably spend a quarter of what you're spending now on your pay-per-click, right?
Right.
So what would I put up?
Well, the sensible thing to do there would have to be is actually produce two reports. One called Book One, one called Book Two.
Good, yeah, I like that.
Giveaway Book One. Well, I mean, there again, see, there's a little bit of mind bending going on there, because most people that they see Book One, the first thing they want to do is go and find Book Two.
Cool.
So put up a small page report and say, look, I have this home. You could even say, I have this home study course. Goes into super detail how to do this, but right here and now, why don't you download this small report that we have that gives you an outline of what it is we do, and then you can make a decision from there. They download that small report, go through the small report, and the small report obviously upsells the main home study course.
Right, right.
For instance, right now, we have Hidden Traffic Formula, which is launching on Sunday. Right now, or for the 5 days leading up to the launch, I've been giving away one chapter a day to get people onto the pre-launch list.
Right.
So there you could do the same thing. You could have a large ebook to give away. You could give away the first chapter.
Right, sure.
Just to get them interested into it.
So what one of the things you're telling us is that free is still a huge, huge word when it comes to these people.
Can I give you a really good example of how important free is?
Sure.
You know when we did the first Dallas event?
Yes.
And we did that live streaming?
Yeah.
The first time a three-day event had ever been live streamed, we were going to sell a ticket to the live streaming so they could watch all 3 days of the event on their computer over the internet and give them a full set of DVDs for $97. Now, that's a hell of a deal on its own,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We had four people register for that.
Mm.
So the night before the beginning of the event, we re-emailed everybody and said, look, okay, fine, you can watch the streaming for free. Just register. You can go and watch the streaming for the whole event live for free. And we made the upsell, just the DVDs, for $197. That's double what they could have got it for. Okay?
Yeah.
We had 1,000 people register, and 10% of those took the upsell.
Wow.
So if that free entry point in leads them past other things, and that's when they start purchasing. I mean, that was a hell of a lesson for me, just that on its own.
That is.
I mean, four people were prepared to pay $97, but 1,000 people went through, 100 of them were prepared to pay double what the original offer was for the DVDs. I mean, yes, free is powerful.
Huh. And that actually... sounds to me a lot like the law of reciprocity, right? Where you've given them all this great information, 3 days of content for free, access to all these experts, everything else, and they want to give something back. And the fact that it was actually twice as much as they could have had originally obviously didn't deter 10% of the people from doing that.
No, but they wanted to see first.
Yeah.
That was the thing. And that's what you're doing with the traffic exchanges. Now, it goes a little further with traffic exchanges but the point is right now when you're putting the offer in front of them, they're really busy.
Yes.
They haven't got time to read your stuff. They don't have time to do any of that. So you need to put up a very short splash page, no big sales letter. It needs to be very short and very graphic intensive rather than word intensive to get their attention, just to get them to give their name and address so they can get more information later. And if you do that, you stand out from the other 90% of the people using traffic exchanges because they still put in normal affiliate links and that great big long sales letter. And people are clicking past those all the time. I ain't got time to read this. I'm not reading this. I'm working. And then they come across your little short squeeze page with, highly graphic and like, stop, wow, here's something for free. However we do this. And they'll stop. Because it's different to the 90% of the other web pages that they're seeing.
Right. So
getting their attention.
Yeah. That's right. You want to be different. You want to stand out. You also want to use that word free and also have something of value that these people would want, right? And they're internet marketers. Yeah. They want something that will make their life easier, that will make their sales go up, that will... open up new doors and all those sort of things. And if you can hook them in with that, and particularly with a free report or a free video that tells them how to do it, and then use that to upsell them into you've started the funnel, right?
Yes, exactly. Now, there are other things. There are little nuances that you can do with the traffic exchanges, which we go into more detail. In the actual home study course itself, very specific things that you can do, things which wouldn't seem to make a big difference on the surface, but actually they do. So there's tricks to the trade, if you want, over and above what time we're going to have here to go through them.
Right. Well, I know.
But basically, that is the system.
I know when I read through the course, Robert, I was constantly going, Oh, it just made sense because you laid out in a very clear, easy to understand way the process that you have to go through. And I would have been one of those people that put long sales copies up and be banging my head against the wall thinking, this isn't working, because I would have been, it's kind of like when you, go to a party and you see a real cute girl, you've never seen her before, in the corner, and you walk up to her and say, "Will you marry me?" It's like, you know, there's a bit of a courtship in the whole, you know, like even being introduced and stuff like that, that has to happen before you can, you know, go for the clothes, right?
Yes, yes. You love her to get your face slapped a few times using that one.
That's right, that's right.
Yes, it's, you know, there you have to get inside the mindset of the people using them. And that's what we've done with the course, is we've laid that out and actually laid out, oh, yes, okay, right, this on the surface may look as though it's a reason not to use them, but just think about this for a moment. And if you know this bit, then you do this. There's a sequence of things to do. And what we did there was that we actually, I mean, I'll actually put things down in video in places to explain things like the tracking and stuff and how you work out which traffic exchange is the best one to use and all of that stuff. So, yes, I've tried to make it as detailed as I possibly can, yeah.
Cool. Well, Robert, if somebody wanted to know more about your hidden traffic formula and traffic exchanges, where could they go?
Right now, they can actually go and get those free chapters that we were talking about. If they just go to www.hiddentrafficformula.com, that's all one word, they could actually register there and actually get some of the free chapters before we launch on Sunday. That would be the best thing. Just as a caveat to what we've been talking about, I've actually put my grandson up one of these lead capture squeeze pages, just like we've outlined in the formula, and I've used none of my own resources. All we've done is followed the plan.
Yep.
He's just a year old. He went to his 1 year birthday party yesterday. It's been in the system 3.5 months, and he's already made £1,000.
Wow.
That's not dollars, that's pounds. And that's just on a $7 report that was the upsell. And all we've done is followed the formula. You know, I mean, you and I both know I have large lists, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
None of that has been used. We've just used the formula in the home study course, and he's already made £1,000.
Nice. He's going to have his college education all looked after by the time he's 17 or 18.
I'm hoping that by the time he's 16, he'll want to get into this himself. I'm hoping he wants to be a programmer.
That's about the best story you could ever tell, Robert. My one-year-old grandson made $1,000 in 3 months following my formula. And he can't even talk or walk yet. So if he can do it, I guess anyone listening to this call can do it.
Yes.
And now, podcasts, of course, are up forever. They never come down. So after the launch, people, when they go to www.hiddentrafficformula.com, they'll see the more information about the course, and they could be able to make a decision at that point whether they want to find out more information. And will you have a place for them to email and get on your newsletter there as well, Robert? I'm not sure.
No. Okay. If they want to do that, then the best place to do that is actually to go to my blog, which is www.robertputty.com.
Okay.
Then they can find out more about what's going on and maybe join Twitter under me and stuff like that, yes.
So that'd be twitter.com/Robert Putty?
Well, actually, someone's hacked into my Twitter account, so now it's actually twitter.com/real Robert Putty.
Oh, no.
Yes. Someone so-and-so hacked into it and changed actually closed the account down and changed the password so I can't get back in there and reinstate it. So now we have real Robert Putty. But the blog is the best place to go, robertputty.com.
Great. Well, Robert, I know you're in the middle of a launch. It's just a couple days away. It's a really exciting time, and it's always a lot of work and a lot of details and everything else at the last minute. And I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to share this great information. I know I've been very impressed, and I'm starting to use the traffic exchanges a lot more than I ever would have if I hadn't had your good influence.
Cool, great, and we're hoping that everybody else will take the same view too. I've spoken to a lot of people over the last 6 months because of this launch, and all sorts of big name internet marketers are now starting to put traffic exchange resources and splash pages that have been made on my recommendations into their affiliate areas for their affiliates to use. So, yes, it's definitely getting out there.
Awesome.
And I appreciate the time as well for you to interview me and get this podcast up.
My pleasure, Robert. Okay, thank you, everybody. You've been listening to the Internet Marketing Unleashed podcast. I'm Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and we'll see you all next time, everybody. Bye-bye.